The sermon for this morning is based on the gospel reading that we just heard from John chapter 16. I reread verses 13 and 14. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and will declare it to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The last couple of Bible classes, both Wednesday night and also Sunday morning, we've had some discussions that the text of Luke and Acts lead us to think about, some of these questions of the certainness, the reliability, the firmness of God's Word, the truth of God's Word. And this is the truth of God's Word is an important part, not just for the pastor, but for every single Christian, the firmness of it. So much so that even in the order of installation of congregational officers, which when we installed our officers several months ago, I spoke this from the agenda, this little order of rites of installations and blessings and things like that, that we use. And I read the first two paragraphs. You have been chosen to fill specific offices and positions of responsibility at Zion Lutheran Church. You are to work with the pastor that our life together in Christ may be orderly and pleasing in his sight. Now listen to this next paragraph. You are to see that the services of God's house are held at the proper times, that the word of God is purely preached and taught according to the Lutheran confessions, that the sacraments of Christ are administered according to his institution, that provision is made for the Christian instruction of young and old, that the erring are admonished, and that discipline is maintained. And it goes on with several other duties and responsibilities. And I said this for the whole church council. And at the end, the church council responded. They promised to do these things. It's not just for the pastor, but it's for the church council specifically, but for every member of the congregation. What is the Word of God? What is being taught? What is the source? Where should I teach it from? Where is the preaching from? This text from Jesus, his own words, help us think about this. If you follow along with the sermon notes, you can fill in the blanks. It's Jesus. It's Jesus who promised the Spirit of truth. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit in this text the Spirit of truth. And he said this Spirit of truth would guide his apostles into all the truth. Not into lies, but the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, would guide the apostles into all truth. And that's a promise from Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, promises. And Jesus said also in those verses that the Spirit would speak on his authority. Now think about that. When the Holy Spirit came to the disciples, to the apostles at Pentecost, and led them to remember and to understand and to teach and preach what Jesus was about, the ministry, what he did, and his ministry, and his dying, and his rising, and link that to the Old Testament prophets. All this was done on the authority of Jesus. All that the apostles wrote down is on the authority of Jesus. The Spirit would speak on the authority to Jesus, the Spirit of truth. So this teaching that they would come, their preaching and their teaching, would be received from the Spirit and would be Jesus' own teaching. So what we have written, that one's not the Bible, here's the Bible. Lots of parts of the Bible in that, but the Bible That is written down by the prophets and apostles who were given the Spirit of truth, whom Jesus sent. And the Spirit of truth spoke with the authority of Jesus. So when Paul writes the Ephesians or the Philippians, or Peter writes his letters, 1st and 2nd Peter, they're speaking by the power of the Holy Spirit, the inbreathing of the Spirit, inspiration, and it's the authority of Jesus. The Bible is not man-made. It's man-written. Men wrote it down, but it was not their ideas. It was not their authority. It was God's authority, God's Spirit, sent from Jesus. And Jesus says that the Spirit would glorify him. The purpose of the truth from the Spirit would be to glorify Jesus. That's really, really important and helps us understand the interpretation of Scripture. Scripture points to Christ. He's the center. He said all of Scripture point to him. So if we would hear teaching or preaching that points to somebody else from Christ, or that diminishes the glory of Christ or what he's done for us, that is not teaching from the Spirit. The Spirit is to glorify Jesus. That's what he says. So any interpretation that doesn't glorify Jesus is not from the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit would take from Jesus and declare it to the apostles. When we read Luke or Acts or Matthew, Paul's letter to the Philippians, Jesus is talking to us through his words. That is the power of the Spirit that he gave to his apostles to pass on to others. And other times, in fact, last week, whoever hears you hears me. And whoever hears me hears the one who sent me. And whoever does not listen to you does not listen to me. It's a line that is absolutely certain and sure. And so what is preached from a Christian pulpit and taught in Christian Bible classes should be based on the Word of God. And not only the pastor, but the members need to see that that's going on and think through, and does that glorify Jesus? Does that talk about Jesus' teachings? And perhaps it's teachings of law. What is sin? Or teachings about forgiveness? Or teachings about baptism, which Jesus said we should do? Or teachings about his supper? Or teachings about heaven or hell or whatever it may be? That the teachings are from Scripture. Jesus wanted his disciples to know that this Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth that he would send, would help them and ensure that they would carry on the ministry. In fact, at this time in our reading, before he suffered and died and rose again, he even says to you, I have more things to say, but it's too much for you to bear right now. Just yet, at that time, at that moment, they could not take it all in. But with Pentecost, they started saying, this is the Jesus, this is the Christ, and they started announcing it and writing it and sending out letters. And that is certain and sure. Jesus, he says, all that the Father, he has given all things to Jesus. From God the Father gives to the Son, and the Son sends the Spirit of truth. And the Spirit declares it to the apostles. The teachings of Jesus does not say this about the teachings of any type of science or political ideology or human theories, whatever it may be. These are susceptible to our ignorance, our lack of understanding, our sin. These things can be flawed. But for the word from him is certain and true. For Jesus said, you will receive the Spirit of truth. And we can depend on what the apostles and the disciples wrote down for us. And all three persons are involved in this, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're involved in giving the world the Word of God. The Father planned throughout the Old Testament, and the Son is involved, and the Spirit is involved throughout the Old Testament, that the Messiah, the Savior from sin, would come one day. And that he did come, born of the Virgin Mary, grew up, ministered, healed, suffered, died, and rose again for our salvation. These things are solid and true and apply to many parts of our lives and meet and help us through many difficulties. In our society and in all societies around the world, throughout history, people will say, I have an idea. If we follow this, it will solve all our problems and answers. If you have a religion like this, it'll solve all problems and answers. If you follow this kind of kingdom or this kind of nation, it will solve all problems and answers. People say that, but they don't raise people from the dead. And they don't promise eternal life, and they don't say your sins are forgiven. In fact, most often people say, you didn't really sin, don't worry about it. But the message from Jesus, sent by the Father, who sent the Spirit of truth, is that we have sinned, and that we have the problem of death and evil powers against us, and that we often fail to really love. But that the Son of God was sent to suffer and die and take the punishment we deserve, take it away from us, and to forgive us. And that forgiveness and that message is reliable through his apostles and prophets written down for us. That can be in any language, in any tongue, that message. But it is not a human-powered or human-based message. It is from God. And that, dear friends, is different. It's not of the world. And that's why we gather together. And that is our message that empowers our life. And if I deter move away from that or any other preacher, stop listening or tell the preacher or something, don't just take untruth, but know that the Spirit of truth is for us. And we have God's word. And Jesus has forgiven us. And there is the resurrection of the dead. Even though we haven't seen the cup being filled, we haven't seen Jesus risen from the dead, it's true. It's true. All that God is, all his power and might and truth, comes into us in his word and wants us to be with him. Be certain. Be sure. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you have given us so many words, so many books of the Bible, your word. Help open our hearts and minds every day to be comforted by your word, strengthened by your word, straightened out by your word. If our life is going astray, your word can straighten us out and help us understand. Whatever may be our needs, help us rely on your word. Help us to know it won't set us astray. Help us to know that we are guarded in our spiritual lives by your word. And even when our physical lives are over and we die, whether young or old, when we are connected to you in our word, in your word, we have you. We have Christ. keep us in Christ. In his name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.